Lesson 16, Food and Drink 2, Part A, Micro-Listening.
Sentence Structure, Cause and Effect. In this part, you'll hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what has been said. Listen carefully and decide which of the four choices is the best answer to the question you've heard. 1. Are we going to have the swimming competition at the school swimming pool today?
It'll be held at the sports center because it's raining so hard.
What do we learn from the conversation?
2. Have you finished your paper?
Not yet. I keep rewriting it, and I really don't know when I can finish it.
What do you learn about the man?
3. Is Helen ready to leave for her trip to Europe?
She's busy packing now. Her suitcase is so full that it won't shut.
What's Helen's problem?
4. Did you watch the 8 o'clock news program last night?
I couldn't because I had an appointment with Professor Lee then.
Why did the woman miss the news program?
5. I thought you were going out to dinner.
I was, but the party was postponed because Michael's wife, Sue, came down with a fever.
Why was the party postponed?
6. It's so crowded here that I can hardly see a thing.
I don't understand why they didn't have this show in a bigger theater, do you?
Why is the man complaining?
7. Would you come to the beach with me if it doesn't rain?
No, it's very hot out there, and I burn easily.
Why won't the woman go to the beach?
8. Have you found an apartment yet?
No, we need such a large space that all the apartments we've seen are not big enough.
Why is the woman having trouble finding an apartment?
9. Do you take cream and sugar in your coffee?
I've had enough sugar today, so just black.
What does the woman want in her coffee?
10. Carol made up for the time she missed by working overtime.
Oh, that's why she was working in the weekend shift.
What did Carol do?
Part B, Macro Listening. Passage 1, Great American Drinks.
Exercise 1. Listen to the passage and choose the best answer to each question you hear. The French are famous for their wines. The German are famous for their beers. And the Americans are famous for their carbonated drinks. For example, colas, the country's most popular carbonated drinks, are available in almost every part of the world. Carbonated drinks, also known as soft drinks, are called pop in some parts of the United States. In other sections of the country, people call them soda. Nowadays, the bottle cap doesn't make a popping sound when you open the bottle. The drink doesn't have any soda in it. There are still bubbles in it, but it is the carbon dioxide, CO2, that makes the bubbles. Nevertheless, the old-fashioned names, pop and soda, are popular. What is a carbonated drink? It's mostly sugar and flavoring. Most cola companies keep their exact recipes a secret. But everyone knows that the cola flavoring comes from cocoa leaves. Cocaine, an illegal and dangerous drug, comes from the same plant. So the government watches the extraction process very carefully. Americans are heavy drinkers of carbonated drinks. You can find these drinks everywhere in the country. In supermarkets, gas stations, schools, movie theaters, fast food restaurants, bars, and even elegant restaurants. You can also find Americans go with a can of, say, Coca-Cola at any time and on any occasion, at classes, at meetings, at meals, and at sports games. Carbonated drinks have become part of life of most Americans. Today, the average American drinks about 300 bottles of pop each year. Profits within the soft drinks industry are huge. The Coca-Cola Company is the biggest soft drink company in the world. In a recent year, its profits were over $400 million. Other huge soft drink companies, Pepsi and 7-Up, for example, also make millions of dollars each year.
Question number one. Why is the soft drink also known as pop and soda?
Question number two. What is strictly controlled in making colas of various kinds?
Question number three. How do Americans like soft drinks?
Question number four. How much money did Coca-Cola Company make in a recent year?
Question number five. What can you infer from the passage?
Exercise two. Listen to the passage again and, while you listen, make brief notes to complete the following. The French are famous for their wines. The German are famous for their beers. And the Americans are famous for their carbonated drinks. For example, colas, the country's most popular carbonated drinks, are available in almost every part of the world. Carbonated drinks, also known as soft drinks, are called pop in some parts of the United States. In other sections of the country, people call them soda. Nowadays, the bottle cap doesn't make a popping sound when you open the bottle. The drink doesn't have any soda in it. There are still bubbles in it, but it is the carbon dioxide, CO2, that makes the bubbles. Nevertheless, the old-fashioned names, pop and soda, are popular. What is a carbonated drink? It's mostly sugar and flavoring. Most cola companies keep their exact recipes a secret. But everyone knows that the cola flavoring comes from cocoa leaves. Cocaine, an illegal and dangerous drug, comes from the same plant. So the government watches the extraction process very carefully. Americans are heavy drinkers of carbonated drinks. You can find these drinks everywhere in the country. In supermarkets, gas stations, schools, movie theaters, fast food restaurants, bars, and even elegant restaurants. You can also find Americans go with a can of, say, Coca-Cola, at any time and on any occasion, at classes, at meetings, at meals, and at sports games. Carbonated drinks have become part of life of most Americans. Today, the average American drinks about 300 bottles of pop each year. Profits within the soft drinks industry are huge. The Coca-Cola Company is the biggest soft drink company in the world. In a recent year, its profits were over $400 million. Other huge soft drink companies, Pepsi and 7-Up, for example, also make millions of dollars each year.
Passage 2. What kinds of food do people need?
Exercise 1. Listen to the passage and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Scientists have learned a great deal about the kinds of food people need. They say that there are several kinds of food that people should eat every day. What are these classes of food? They are, 1, green vegetables of all kinds, such as string beans, peas, lettuces, and cabbages. 2, fruits, such as apples, peaches, and bananas. 3, other vegetables. Examples of these are beets, onions, carrots, tomatoes, and so on. 4. Meat of all kinds, fish and eggs. 5. Milk and food made from milk, such as butter, cheese, and ice cream. 6. Bread or cereal. Rice is also in this class of food. People in different countries and different areas of the world eat different kinds of things. Scientists say that none of these differences are really important. It doesn't matter whether food is eaten raw or cooked, canned or frozen. It doesn't matter if a person eats dinner at 4 o'clock in the afternoon or at 11 o'clock at night. The important thing, they say, is that every day a person should eat something from each of these kinds of food. There are two problems, then, in feeding the ever-increasing number of people on Earth. The first is to find some way to feed the world population so that no one is hungry. The second is to make sure that people everywhere have the right kinds of food to make them grow to be strong and healthy.
Question number one. What have scientists learned a great deal about?
Question number two. What is important in eating according to scientists?
Question number three. What problems are facing the world today?
Question number four. What green vegetable is not mentioned in the passage?
Question number five. What can you infer from the passage?
Exercise two. Listen to the passage again, and while you listen, make brief notes of the different kinds of food mentioned in the passage.
Scientists have learned a great deal about the kinds of food people need. They say that there are several kinds of food that people should eat every day. What are these classes of food? They are, 1, green vegetables of all kinds, such as string beans, peas, lettuces, and cabbages. 2. Fruits, such as apples, peaches, and bananas. 3. Other vegetables. Examples of these are beets, onions, carrots, tomatoes, and so on. 4. Meat of all kinds, fish and eggs. 5. Milk and food made from milk, such as butter, cheese, and ice cream. 6. Bread or cereal. Rice is also in this class of food. People in different countries and different areas of the world eat different kinds of things. Scientists say that none of these differences are really important. It doesn't matter whether food is eaten raw or cooked, canned or frozen. It doesn't matter if a person eats dinner at 4 o'clock in the afternoon or at 11 o'clock at night. The important thing, they say, is that every day a person should eat something from each of these kinds of food. There are two problems, then, in feeding the ever-increasing number of people on Earth. The first is to find some way to feed the world population so that no one is hungry. The second is to make sure that people everywhere have the right kinds of food to make them grow to be strong and healthy.
This is the end of Lesson 16.